Hi, and welcome to The Good Stuff. It's Mike and Kim Burge from the Heart City of Valentine. Hey, since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Much of the growth and success of the Tri-State Livestock News is due to the long-term support from the publication's stockman and agribusiness customer base. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
Well, coming up this weekend, four straight days of the Mile City Bucking Horse Sale. Yep, going to start with the concert coming up on Thursday night with Gary Allen as the headliner. And then, as you get into the weekend, I'll tell you what, it's not going to get any more Western than this, because their activities are going to include coming up on the 16th, the Oren Murray Permit Challenge, the Wild Horse Races, Mutton Bustin', and more. And then on the 17th, horse racing, bucking horses, street dance, and more. And the world's biggest one-day match bronc ride coming up Sunday, the final day of events, May 18th. And I know you're asking, where can I find out more information? Well, it's at buckinghorsesale.com.
Okay, now what I've got is all the kids that are listening, all the children that are listening, I want you to pay very close attention, and then I want you to ask Grandma and Grandpa about all the things you don't understand in this, okay? The author is unknown, and this is called Telephone Girl. The telephone girl sits in her chair and listens to voices from everywhere. She knows who is happy and who has the blues. She knows all the gossip. She knows all the news. She knows our sorrows. She knows our joy. She knows the girls who are playing with toys. She knows every time we are out with the boys. She knows the excuse each fellow employs. She knows our trouble. She knows our strife. She knows the man who is mean to his wife. If the telephone girl should tell all she knows, it would turn our friends into the bitterest foes. She could sow a wind that would soon be a gale, engulf us in trouble, and land us in jail. She could get our churches mixed in a fight. She could start a story which, gaining in force, would cause many wives to sue for divorce. She could turn our day into sorrowing night. In fact, she could turn the town in a stew if she told one-tenth of the things that she knew. Gee, doesn't it make your head just whirl when you think what you owe to the telephone girl?
That's a lot of power in one headset, isn't it?
That's right. It doesn't exist anymore. But like I said, kids, if you don't understand, make sure to ask Grandma and Grandpa, and they'll love to tell you about the telephone girl.
I'm going to slip in here and remind you that as you're planning your summer getaway, how about Cherry County, Nebraska? How about 50 things to do, whether it's hiking, biking, sightseeing, waterfalls, river rafting, you name it, you can find things here in Valentine. The Niobrara Scenic River, Merritt Reservoir, International Dark Skies, the first in the state of Nebraska and home of the Nebraska Star Party. Go to visitvalentine.com or .org, and the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to spend some time with us right here in Cherry County, Nebraska.
A crowd of more than 25,000 people cheered on 100-year-old Holocaust survivor Helen Kahan as she threw the first pitch of the game between the Tampa Bay Rays and the New York Yankees. I thought this was a good story. I loved seeing so many people cheering for us. Go, Tampa Bay! Win, win, win! The centurion added. Thank you for honoring me. Thank you for honoring the Florida Holocaust Museum. I waited 100 years to do this. The ceremonial pitch took place on Kahan's actual birthday, and she was accompanied at the game by her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. I never could imagine celebrating a birthday like this, let alone my 100th.
Thanks, Kim. And I've got a couple of funnies to end the program with today. So, this cowboy goes into the post office to buy some stamps for his Christmas cards. I know it's not Christmas season, but play along with me here, would you? He says to the clerk, "May I have 50 stamps?" The clerk says, "What denomination?" The cowboy says, "God help us, has it come to this? Give me 6 Catholic, 12 Presbyterian, 10 Lutheran, and 22 Baptists." Outside of a casino in Vegas, this Norwegian guy from Riva, South Dakota, was standing in front of a Coke machine, steadily putting in quarters. After every fourth quarter, the machine whims and spits out a can of soda, which he calmly takes out and stacks in a pile next to the machine. A man on the street watches him for a minute, then goes up to the Norwegian and asks, "What are you doing?" And Ole replies, "Duh, winning." A couple of fun things to leave you with here on this Monday. Thanks for joining us on The Good Stuff. We certainly appreciate you listening to great radio stations out there like Watertown, South Dakota's KDLO FM. And keep listening to those local radio stations for more of The Good Stuff.